This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is my honor to award the 2027 All-Star Game to the Chicago Cubs and Wrigley Field.
I'm thrilled to welcome the 2027 Major League Baseball All-Star Game to the greatest freaking city in the world, the city of Chicago. As a lifelong Cubs fan, I'm grateful that dreams can really come true, but my ultimate desire was to succeed Sean Dunston as the shortstop for the Chicago Cubs, but somehow that did not happen. We're honored to host this game. We're honored that this will further Chicago's rich legacy as a sports town, but also it will strengthen our reputation as a world-class destination.
That was Mayor Brandon Johnson at the announcement on Friday at Wrigley that featured not only Mayor Johnson, but also J.B. Pritzker, Rob Manfred, Crane Kenny, of course, and the Ricketts family, that the All-Star Game is going to be here in Chicago in 2027 at Wrigley. Crane Kenny talked to us that day, Marshall, about how the city was going to be reinvented to host the All-Star Game and how the neighborhood was secured now, and that was very important. And Mark Grody, you're here, so you also get to react to the news. That's a big deal. You know, you've covered the Cubs for a long time. So for the first time in practically 40 years, it comes back.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be fun to watch and see, you know, Wrigleyville and Wrigley Field come to life in yet another unique way. One thing, too, to note that, you know, there's a lot of fear about the 2027 season because of the two sides. And I did hear Crane somewhere along the line say that if 27 gets wiped out, that they would do it like in either 28 or 29. I think they said 29.
28 is already counted for.
It would be 29 at the earliest.
It would be 20. Probably. So if that does happen, because I know that's on people's minds, like that the dirty secret of 2027. So it would be 29. So that's good. But no, it's cool. I mean, this kind of thing is like, believe it or not, feels like it's better for the city, better for all of that in terms of the economy, believe it or not, than it is even for the fans. But it's still very cool for the fans to have an All-Star Game here.
And we say that as we await Brandon Johnson here on 670 The Score with Raheemian Harris and Mark Grody. And in the meantime, you have an investigation to update. Mm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, we were curious about Courtney Turner, and so I did a little bit of a dive and found an article about her back in 2020.
This is Justin Turner's wife, who told us how big of a Bears fan she was an hour ago.
Yeah, it's the allaboutthebase.com, a little WordPress website. It's called Touching Home with Courtney Turner, Courtney with a K, of course. It mentions that she is a podcast host. Also mentions that she was born on Halloween. She is ambidextrous. She has been the commissioner of a fantasy football league for now 13 years, updating that number. She was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune and won.
What?
She once had a job as the Dunkin' Donuts latte cup, Cuppy, and also that she grew up a White Sox fan.
What?
There it is.
There it is.
So, yeah.
What does she think about Adrian Hauser getting traded? I need to know.
What did she think about Luis Robert not getting traded?
What about Danks?
What she about Danks?
That Adrian Hauser did not get traded to the Cubs.
I'm going to say it again. Danks, look, the Chicago White Sox chose John Danks over Mark Burley. They paid John Danks. John Danks is fine.
What about Danks?
If you had told me that Mark Grody would be giving Bears to Justin Turner
today.
Oh,
I did. Speaking of Bears.
Not just Bears, a whole lot of Bears.
Did you know, I don't think I told you, because we talked so much about Caleb Williams. The Bears probably went through, like, in the first part of the show, the good and the bad of Caleb yesterday. I should have told you this earlier, Layla, because
Bears?
You love Kyle Manungai. Kyle Manungai during the practice at Soldier Field yesterday. Bears were on the 2 yard line. The Bears were on the Bears 2 yard line.
Yes.
On the verge of scoring. They handed the ball to Kyle Manun guy, who plowed straight forward for a touchdown. So everybody's favorite seventh round draft pick was in effect yesterday.
He might be, although Charles Leno is up there.
Oh, yeah, no, he was a great, great seventh-round draft pick. Absolutely.
Now let's go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find Mayor Brandon Johnson on the heels of the big news about Wrigley hosting the All-Star Game in 2027. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And also, I guess we want to start with that. We've had a lot of Cubs talk, so I will give you the choice. Would you like to talk about the Cubs series that just wrapped up against the Orioles, or would you rather talk about what started the weekend with the big announcement about All-Star? We're going to discuss both with you, Mayor.
Well, listen, as a Cubs fan, you can never have too much Cubs discussion. What an incredible series. We really needed that one, especially after what happened the series before. So it was great that we were able to get two out of those three. And yesterday, of course, was a great culmination of a strong series, and particularly in dramatic fashion. The only way in which Cubs know how to do it is to do things in dramatic fashion. So they convinced me. I'm already working with my full administration to prepare for the parade.
Okay.
Something tells me that quote is going to come back. I'm just pointing that out. You know? But I know you're a big fan, so that's the context, right?
Yeah. And look, I mean, the excitement that this team has generated, you know, for our city and really for sports fans around the country. You know, as an organization, the Cubs are supported all over the country, all over the world. Like many folks, I grew up watching WGN and, you know, I had a chance to just fall in love with the Cubs early in life, particularly those teams in the 80s. Very exciting team, from Gary Matthews to Leon Durham and Lee Smith and, of course, Shawn Dunston, who was just here. As we were honoring our dear brother, Rhino. So, look, you know, I think what the Rickets have done, they've put forth, a team that has captured the imagination of Chicagoans. It's going to be a tough division. Clearly, the Brewers are very inspired as well. But, you know, you can't overlook, you know, how that lineup has created so much offense and so much excitement, and the pitching staff has been able to hold firm for the most part. But as you know, in baseball, you can never have too much quality pitching. So we're going to hope that they have a strong August. And as we get prepared for postseason, which it looks like we're heading that direction, as long as we continue to play strong team baseball. So it's an exciting time for Cubs fans. It's an exciting time for just baseball fans. And boy, what a great way to end the weekend. Lollapalooza and a Cubs victory. Man, you can't ask for anything more than that in Chicago.
A lot going on, Mayor Johnson. I wanted to ask you about this whole process coming together with the All-Star Game announcement. I know security was the big thing that Major League Baseball was concerned about. I didn't know until Craig Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations, told us on Friday that the city and the state are responsible for different streets that surround Wrigley Field. What can you tell us about that process coming together and making sure that you had all the security stuff in place?
Well, first of all, it was a very, very much necessary investment so that our fans can enjoy Wrigleyville and the entire atmosphere in a safe way. And so working with the state of Illinois, we had the full force of government, of my administration, coming together to work with the Cubs organization to put forth about roughly $32 million in infrastructure changes to create a safe, healthy environment around there. Most folks may not know this, but, you know, Wrigleyville, and particularly Wrigley Field, is one of the top tourist destinations in the entire state of Illinois. And so we're constantly attracting people from around the world who just want to see this, you know, incredible edifice, right? And so this investment was worthwhile because it's going to outlive this All-Star game. And, you know, what I've always said from the very beginning since I've taken office is that we have to work hand in hand with our private sector as well as government. And this is a clear testament, all of us coming together, giving that much more confidence to Major League Baseball to bring the World Series. Yes, the All-Star game. not a Freudian slip, but to bring the All-Star game back to the city of Chicago, something that we haven't experienced in over 30 years. So it's a collaborative effort. That infrastructure is going to outlive the All-Star game so that we can continue to attract visitors from around the globe, and they can do it in a safe way.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Bears parade making its way slowly down Michigan Avenue again, or saying fun things at Grant Park. And if I may, Mayor Johnson, I'd like to get into a little bit of stadium talk, because all the momentum right now for the Bears' future home seems to be Arlington Heights. Everybody I talk to is like, oh, yeah, it's Arlington Heights, Arlington Heights. What are the percentages that it's going to be Arlington Heights? Is there any chance that the Bears could still build in the city of Chicago?
Look, the Bears belong in the city of Chicago, right? And I believe that, you know, people know that. You know, there's a tremendous momentum, as you know, Joe Mansueto with the Fire. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of investments to build a new stadium. The 1901 project on the west side of Chicago, we're talking about billions of dollars of investments. 63,000 construction jobs, 12,000 permanent construction jobs or permanent jobs that these two big investments will provide. The All-Star game coming to the city of Chicago is proof positive that there is a great deal of confidence that people have in our city, particularly as violent crime continues to go down. Homicides are down 32%. Shooting victims are down almost 40%. You know, we're seeing unprecedented levels of investment. So my door still remains open. And perhaps because I am a Cubs fan, I just remain optimistic no matter what the circumstances are. But they really do belong in the city of Chicago. And look, we've had some really strong conversations with, you know, the McCaskey family, Kevin Warren, really strong conversations around the value of the lakefront. And again, my door will remain open, but it's really clear that with all of the investments that are happening in our city, again, from Joe Mansueto and Chicago Fire, the 1901 project outside the United Center, the momentum is certainly swinging in our direction, and we're on a nice little hot winning streak here. So my door is going to remain open, and the hope is that Chicago Bears fans, you know, rally around in this moment to, you know, challenge all of us to come together to figure out a pathway to make sure that the 100-year history doesn't end in this moment, and that we can set ourselves up for the next 100 years.
Does it feel like a long shot, though? Because that's what it sounds like to me in hearing what you're saying there, Mayor Johnson, that you're optimistic, your door remains open, but when was the last time you had real talk about the stadium being downtown for the Bears? Has there actually been that in the last week or two?
Well, not within the last week or two, but here's what I do know, and here's what I can share. I can't tell you about, you know, percentages in terms of what's a high percentage shot. I don't know if we're using the right analogy by using basketball analogies, but I can't tell you if this is fourth and one or if this is first and long. What I can say is this, is that I know that the McCaskey family has committed about $2.2 billion, right? Almost 72% of their own financing into this stadium. By the way, the stadium in which the city of Chicago would own, there's no other configuration in which the ownership puts forth those type of resources towards a stadium that would be owned by the city of Chicago. The way Dome Stadium could benefit the people of Chicago and really the entire region, that entire campus. In fact, that museum campus where the lakefront is, as where the stadium is, I believe that is the top tourist destination in the entire state of Illinois, right? So we're talking about billions of dollars of billions of dollars of tourism that continues to come through our city. Our hotel occupancy, we're talking about pre-pandemic numbers. You know, in fact, you know, Beyonce, just her concert, three nights. If that's a Dome Stadium, she stays two more nights, and I can actually close my budget deficit by just her having concerts here for a week long. You know, so the potential that this stadium has for, you know, Big Ten tournaments and the like and concerts is just enormous. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, say one way or the other, you know, where I think percentages wise in terms of what are the chances of the Bears actually staying in Chicago. I will say this, there's no politician in the entire state of Illinois that has worked hard to come up with a package in which 72%, almost 75% of the financing would actually come from the Bears organization, and that the other dollars that we're discussing are set aside just to build stadiums. Those dollars cannot be used for anything else. And then finally, there's agreement that we need infrastructure transformation in that area. You know how difficult it is to just move in and out in that area. We just saw that over the past weekend with Lollapalooza, where thousands of visitors could not even access the museum campus. That's a missed opportunity. So the infrastructure that we have to transform over there, how this particular stadium could be used 24/7, 365 days out the year, a stadium in which that would be essentially built by the Bears organization that the city of Chicago would own, with thousands of jobs that it would create. It's a tremendous opportunity for the entire region. We have the apparatus and the infrastructure to be able to handle this type of development. So again, I'm going to continue to have conversations. The door is open, and you know, we'll do everything in our power. I will, to make sure that the Bears remain a Chicago team. Nothing against the suburbs.
I hope I'm one of those people. I would love to see it downtown. With all due respect, I'm just not feeling the momentum right now. But I hope it gets there.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page there. And so the next time, you know, I have a conversation with the Bears, I'll perhaps invite you in the meeting, and you can share that sentiment, okay?
I am in. We'll get you my address after the interview. The producers will take it down. We'll hang out. I'm in the South Loop. We can hang out. I'm down.
Mayor Brandon Johnson joining us here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody, and also on Twitch on 670 The Score. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. In the meantime, too, Mayor Johnson, the Bears have a lease with Soldier Field until 2033. And based on Freedom of Information Records requests, we know that the previous mayor's office in the Park District had gotten to a bit of an impasse with the Bears. There was a lot made of the meetings that you had with Kevin Warren and the Bears once you took office. I pointed out, I think that that's part of what diplomacy is trying to make sure there's a relationship there. What can you tell us about how it's going with the Bears right now and throughout the lease until whatever happens next stadium-wise happens?
Yeah, thank you for that question. First of all, Raheem, I should have congratulated you at the top of this conversation. Thank you for just breaking barriers and just being a true model for all sports fans, but especially our young girls, our young women who are just breaking barriers. My son was on a basketball team, and the team he played, both of the coaches were coached by women. It's just an incredible, remarkable testament to how leaders like yourself have provided so much voice and confidence to people. So thank you. As far as just, you know, the natural tensions that exist within these conversations, you're right. These were just, you know, par for the course, if you will. You know, look, the McCaskey family and Kevin Warren have always been open to my administration. As you know, we made a very bold announcement, you know, a little bit over a year ago around what potential this stadium would be for the people of Chicago and the entire region. And in fact, I failed to mention this, is that not only are the Bears committed to putting skin in the game, they are also prepared to pay down the debt that's actually owned on a depreciating asset, right? The previous administration negotiated a deal in which now, I believe that stadium is still owed about $600 million or so.
Yes.
And it's not an, and so thank you for raising that very smart, intuitive aspect of this conversation, is that not only will they pay for the construction of a new stadium, 72-75% of their own resources, they would pay down the debt that's owed on the stadium, of which, again, the Dome Stadium we would actually own. And so these are, you know, difficult conversations that we've had, but there's been a real commitment, I believe, from the Bears organization to show some level of drive to get this deal done. We do need partnerships in Springfield, and we're hopeful that they recognize the value of the infrastructure dollars that need to take place over there anyhow. And all of the museum campus presidents have all indicated that they need those resources as well, because we're cutting off revenue to the fullness of that entire campus. So if you look to the north, right, Navy Pier, you know, going all the way south to essentially to the Obama Center, right? We're talking about a real unique moment for the city of Chicago to have a great deal of infusion of investment. Again, we're talking about thousands of jobs for the construction, thousands of permanent jobs as well. So those conversations have been thoughtful, you know, and, you know, I've learned from how previous administrations have engaged. And my hope is that with what we've put forward, and perhaps there are other things that we can put on the table, but what we have put forward so far has certainly been in response to how the previous deal did not pan out for taxpayers. And this approach that we're taking is to ensure that we protect taxpayers, that we keep a storied franchise at the lakefront, and then we make investments that really look towards the future as I work to build the safest, most affordable big city in America. I can't express enough how pleased I am with our police department working with our mental health providers, a police department, you know, working with those who are supportive of youth employment, right? And so if we're going to continue to build the momentum of violence going down in our city, building more affordable units and making sure that our sports teams are a part of the community and winning, you couldn't ask for a stronger recipe than that.
Mayor Johnson joining us here on Raheem and Harris. Before we let you go, Mayor, I did need to ask about the White Sox because I didn't know where the discussions have gone as far as Jerry Reinsdorf saying he wants a new ballpark and also what infrastructure is being put in, not only with the White Sox in mind, but also with that Chicago Fire, which you called a win for the city, with them making such an investment in a new stadium themselves.
Yeah, I mean, with the White Sox, you know, there are still more conversations to be had about what type of investment the White Sox will make. You know, they have just, you know, finalized, I believe, an agreement with an ownership partnership share. And so I'm looking forward to having that conversation with the addition that has been brought to the White Sox organization. You know, again, as far as the new Chicago Fire Stadium, we're still working out deals around infrastructure. If you know that area in the South Loop, there's some infrastructural dynamics that we will have to address just to make sure that people can move in and out of our city with a little bit more fluidity. You know, traffic in and of itself is an indication of a vibrant returning economy. And I know that can frustrate the hell out of people at the same time. So, you know, it's one of those things where you want the traffic, you want the energy, and you want people to be able to move freely. So some of that infrastructure has to be around expanding our public transportation system as well, as ridership continues to go up and as we work with Springfield to make sure that our transportation system is fully funded. These are all of the things that I get to enjoy every single day to ensure we build a safe, affordable city for fans all over the city, but all over the country as well. So thank you all very much. I really have enjoyed this time and looking forward to coming back as we celebrate, I believe, at least Central Division, and then we'll move on from there. Go Cubbies.
Thanks, Mayor Brandon Johnson. Yeah, we'll get your thoughts on the Brewers and Cubs maybe after the upcoming series here next week. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you both.
Thanks, Mayor.
It was Mayor Brandon Johnson on with Raheemy Harris and Mark Rohde talking a lot about not just the upcoming All-Star game to Wrigley in 2027, but some news about the Bears as well. So we will break it down, I think, next as a team here on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Rohde on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are the Bears committed to putting skin in the game? They are also prepared to pay down the debt that's actually owned on a depreciating asset, right? The previous administration negotiated a deal in which now, I believe that stadium is still owed about $600 million or so.
Yes.
And it's not a net. And so thank you for raising that very smart, intuitive aspect of this conversation.
That was Mayor Brandon Johnson, who was just on with us, in part to talk about the announcement of the All-Star Game coming to Wrigley Field in 2027. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Rohde on The Score. And while I do think Arlington Heights is all but a done deal, the Bears are still here until maybe not the exact termination date of the lease at Soldier Field, which on the books is reportedly 2033. But they're going to be here until something else happens. Either that stadium opens or they extend whatever happens here. So I thought it was a valid question because That's a long time to still play here on the lakefront.
No, not only is it a valid question, but his answer was very much illuminating because I did not know that the Bears had offered to pay down the $600 million of debt that was going to be there regardless. And that's interesting to me. And also the 72% number, you're getting a better idea of how much it's going to cost the city and the state potentially to have a stadium, if you can get it even approved.
What I want people to understand about that $600 million that is owed by us.
Taxpayers.
The taxpayers of Cook County. And that is for the original stadium renovations that happened 20 years ago. So for that to be part of this discussion was new information to me as well as somebody who has followed this story.
Yeah, I had not heard that. I mean, I'm following the story as closely as anyone, and I had not heard anything about that number and the 72% number. It does sound like, you know, I mean, obviously, we all kind of have the feeling that it's going to be in Arlington Heights. And the way he was talking about the possibility of the stadium still being in Chicago, there was like I don't want to say he sounded defeated, but it was very, you know how we feel about it. We think this is the greatest place to have a stadium. We think that it would be great. It'd be good for the economy, good for everything. The Bears belong in Chicago. My door is open. I think the door is shut right now on the stadium.
It sounded very long shot.
Very long shot at the least, and I appreciate his, I guess, stubborn optimism, I guess it would be.
But he kind of admitted it was a long shot, the way he talked about it.
Yeah. I think that's how it goes.
He's,
you know, that's how that dance works, so to speak.
Right.
But at the same time, as the mayor, he's got a fiduciary responsibility to the city, and the budget is strapped right now. I would hope that taxpayers don't have to pay for it, but the incentives to the city would be big. You know, I've been on the record as saying I don't like the idea of privatizing profit, but making the public pay for your cost.
One more Beyonce concert is really all he needed, too.
That was interesting that he said two more Beyonce concerts gets
it
done.
And he's clear.
Well, I think the other thing is, you know, if somehow by miracle, because that's what it, to me, would be at this point for the Bears to build in the city of Chicago. If that happened and the city really did own the stadium and was able to get all these world-class events and make the money off of it, well, yeah, sure, it could be a great investment. But the likelihood of any of that happening is so minuscule, it's hard for me to get more than eye roll ready for that.
Well,
we are very cash strapped as a tax paying entity, as somebody who also lives in the city.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, when politicians talk about kitchen table issues, you know, public money for a private stadium, privately owned anyway, That's tough. Soldier Field is publicly owned. That's why I got to ask the question. That's why we know when the lease is up. You know, things like that. But that also means we know that we owe $600 million as a group on this.
And you ain't putting, if it does take a drastic turn to the city, which seems like a tiny opportunity, you probably ain't putting shovels in the ground. I don't even know if they're putting shovels in the ground.
That's why I made sure to ask about the existing relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because
in the meantime,
as we knew, reports had indicated that it was very tense between the city and Mayor Lightfoot's administration, at least how it concluded. And so because of that, there wasn't discussion that went on. Originally, and I've said this before, there was an article in the Tribune reported talking about the Bears wanting a stadium sports book at Soldier Field.
Of course.
Maybe it's akin to, you can visualize DraftKings over at Wrigley.
Absolutely.
And that was something that I think that had been discussed. You can look up the article. But, you know, you need to at least have those conversations while it's a possibility, while there's still a lease here. And that's part of it for me as well. With the rising cost of everything, including construction and the materials, they're still here until they're not. So you have to figure out how to make that relationship work, too.
I think the next step here is to find out if there's ever going to be a date in the next couple of months, because it's 2025. They said shovels in the ground in 2025, and less than 2025 remains, like less than half, excuse me, of 2025 remains. I think I'm listening for a target date to get those shovels in the ground. If we don't get that, the price is only going to go up, to your point, especially with the tariffs and everything else. The price of steel, the price of everything goes up.
This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody discussing Mayor Brandon Johnson's appearance with us in this past segment. The other piece of this, too, is I know we can't see it yet, but I do think that the fire investing their own money into the 78 is a big deal. And we've talked about the possibility of whether or not you can build a stadium for the White Sox on that same footprint. I think it would be incredibly difficult, from what I understand.
Really tight.
Not to mention, you need some parking and some car infrastructure around that.
It'd be really nice.
Tight, but not impossible.
I don't think it is impossible, but do you want to make it that
tight? But I'm also still the person who likes where they play now. It stinks that the city skyline isn't in the background, but I do like being able to get off of a train and be right there at 35th and Shields.
That is nice. It's a nice ballpark. It's a pleasant experience, but moving it closer to the downtown would be heavily advantageous, I think, for attendance. Like, you get a lot more of the walk-up crowd, probably, if it's in the 78, right? Like, people just out on a night thinking, let's just take it at a White Sox game, where obviously not that much farther to where the ballpark is now, but there would be that opportunity.
Well, and it's a 10-minute walk, if that, from either the Blue Line and then, of course, Roosevelt Station, which has multiple lines running through it. You could just walk up.
Is that Marshall walking? Like, because like, you're so strategic out there, man.
You're tall. Strides are long.
You can make it 7 minutes.
Less than 15
How
minutes.
How can you get me there in 7 minutes, Marshall Harris?
Well, you know, if there's a way to do it, I will do it.
I know.
He's picking up Grody in his arms and carrying
You ever
him.
Walk with this guy? You ever walk
yes.
with
him?
Yes. She keeps
he
up
slows
pace.
Down for me.
Yeah, he's a great walker. Marshall's a
but
great walker.
But I also
walker.
Look like a super aggressive mall walker when I walk.
Oh, so. I look aggressive too, man. I got the backpack on and the good walking shoes.
The point stands. It's not like when they put stuff in the 78, whether it's the fire and the Sox,
yes,
it's not going to be easy for driving traffic to get to.
Oh, that's
because
true.
Of just
that's
the
what
congestion
he was talking about.
But public transportation wise, I don't think it's that far off from what you have right now.
Okay.
Down at Wright Field.
Because you know
where everything is.
I made that distinction. Like, it's not that much farther, but it does change the game.
I live three blocks from where the 78 is.
Yeah. Well,
four if you depending
really
on where the
cool.
entrance is going to be.
Do I.
And yeah,
or maybe a little bit farther.
Exactly. And you live less than that from just jumping on what the red line right there.
Yes. Yeah. And Harrison and
Oh, no, I was just going to say, as Bears. But as Brandon Johnson mentioned, you know, his favorite team, the Cubs, used all their own money to build that.
They did. Oh, yeah. Well, the Cubs tell you that a lot, too.
Yeah, well,
Tom Ricketts tells you that a lot. Kenny tells you that a lot.
In times like this, when I'm thinking about being a taxpayer, it's worth
100%. Bringing up. 100%. What a blessing that was. Blessing.
Well, is it a blessing or is it the expectation?
I'd like to call it an expectation, but it typically doesn't happen that
way. Keep in mind, there was no public money that went to SoFi Stadium.
Really?
Outside of like the base, like streets and stuff where the city, you know, like
the infrastructure.
That's part of the reason when we bring up the All-Star game, you're deciding who's paying for what. You know, is it sexy? Is it fun? No, but that's the job. It gets the job done.
Who's going to be in the Home Run Derby in 2027 representing the Chicago Cubs?
And
the All-Star
why is
game?
His name Pete Crow Armstrong?
No, could it? Will Kyle? I'm like giving like good five
is
on it.
Is it Owen
questions.
Casey? Yeah. Are we going there?
I love that. Yes. Is PCA going to be in the Home Run Derby? Will Kyle Tucker be in the Home
Run
Derby?
Well, PCA told us he would do the Home Run Derby, just this wasn't the right time. That seems like it would be the right time.
That would be the exact
also,
right
people
time.
Are laughing at Mayor Johnson calling me Raheemi.
That was hilarious.
Guys, I once had a teacher who knew me for years call me Bela.
What's Bela? I don't get it.
Exactly.
It rhymes with Layla, but she just forgot which is your first letter in your name.
So, you know, if you get part of my name correct, I'm happy.
You should have done what the texter said. Just been like, okay, Johnson, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Johnson just sounds funny because it sounds like some sort of joke.
It doesn't have to call me Johnson.
It sounds like it would be part of Courtney Turner's fantasy football league.
Court. Courtney Turner.
What a day.
Certainly Johnson.
What a broadcast day.
Quick whiteboard. Courtney Turner, Justin Turner's wife. We found out today that she is a Meatball Bears fan. She is a White Sox fan. And it sounds like she's wonderful.
And she's
a White Sox fan now. I think she's a Cubs fan now. But
No.
She grew up a White Sox.
No, of course she's a Cubs fan. And she supports her husband no matter where her husband is. But she is a White Sox fan.
How does she feel about Mike Tauchman being on the White Sox? Would she rather have him back on the Cubs?
Probably we're all conflicted about the Palatine Pounder. We don't know where he is. Where's the Palatine Pounder? He's on the south side. Is he on the north side? Is he on the south side? That's our guy
Tauchman. I'm telling you, the thing she has the most thoughts about probably is Adrian Hauser. Be like, yeah, he could have been a Cub helping my husband win.
How do you think she feels about Andrew Vaughn and what he's been doing from a while? Is he slumping yet, by the way?
He is not slumping.
He's still hitting.
I'm here to tell you. He's not slumping.
And then the Zoom to Craig Counsell on the phone.
When you pound 56 hits in a three-game series and make a franchise record, no one's slumping on that team right now.
Oh, my God. Is that what they had? 56 hits?
Poor Ray. Three games. Guys, we've been late to break for every single segment.
It's a shame about Ray.
Hey, poor Ray's just imploding over here. Okay, we have some wholesome Bears content coming up, don't we? I feel like it's very wholesome.
Hey, there's Pat Murphy up on the TV.
Pat Murphy's on MLB Network right now. No word if there's a pancake involved.
I just want to address Grody's comment real quick. He's on a 9-game hitting streak right now, is Andrew
Good
Vaughn. Just
sorry I asked.
Yeah.
A day. We'll continue with wholesome Bears content next on Remy and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What a day we've had here on the Midday Show.
It's been a good time.
It has. Grody's given people bears. The mayor's on. I feel like we've covered a lot. See, Trent Rosecrans called the Bristol, Tennessee baseball event Firefest.
Yeah, not ideal. In fact, you know, we haven't even had a great time. We've had a Grody time.
We've had a Grote time.
Thank you, guys. I always love being in here with you guys. Am I going to maybe, like, wake up, like, with a bear, giving out bears hangover tomorrow and have a regret? I'm going to be laying in my bed tomorrow. Did I really give him 10 bears? Should I have given him 10 bears? Can I just do that to a guy that's not from, I mean, like.
That's
so,
the beauty of it being your system. You can do whatever you want.
That's very true. I just don't want to regret it. I just want to make sure I didn't jump into something with Justin Turner earlier. I don't want to regret it.
Cubs PR asked Justin Turner, how was the interview? And he's like, well, this guy was giving me bears, and then we talked about my wife's fantasy league team. Like, you know, the usual.
That's the way it should go, though. Let's be honest.
No, that is the way
and
it should go.
Somebody who might have known would be like, oh, were you talking to Grody?
I can just, just as redheads tend to do, you know, maybe Justin Turner is talking to Zach Zaidman.
Well, that could be.
Who's this guy on your station who is giving me bears?
Zach apologizing for the org. I'm sorry about what happened today with Justin Turner. Sorry.
We got to buy Pat Hughes a backpack to make up for it. Okay, and because you got to join us on this Odyssey, we are giving Odyssey as
wow.
an...
Wow, look at you did there. LL, look at Layla.
Odyssey on Odyssey.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Point is...
That deserves a rib shot.
Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670. That's 312-540-0670. We'll win tickets to see Spiegel and Holmes at Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville on August 19th. That is a Tuesday at a special time of 10 to 2. They're show swapping with us because they want to hang out with Nico Horner. How dare they?
Swap is on.
Special guest Nico will join the guys on site that day during the noon hour, and our show, well, their show actually, will be live that day from 2 to 6. Cubs on deck. Oh, our show will be from 2 to 6. That's right. That's how used I am to saying we're on the Midday Show. Cubs on Deck was powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. So yeah, you get tickets. And yes, we're going to show swap. We're going to be on in the afternoon from 2 to 6 that day.
That. Okay, and that's all in the name of the Vegas and the whatnot? And the
That's
the
in Bears. The name of Nico Bears. Horner joining them before the game.
Oh, why? Duh. Okay.
So gotcha. Nico Horner is their regularly scheduled guest, so in order to have him on their show, they needed to move up in time.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm sorry. I was reading text messages. I'm sorry.
Otherwise, we steal Nico.
Ooh.
I have a feeling we would pay for that in spades.
Who gets, would you guys acquire Yalen Johnson from the afternoon show?
That's a good question. Does Yalen Johnson know you call him that?
I don't know that Yalen Johnson is aware of that. I've never called him that during, could you imagine that during like in a little gathering around his locker, what the other reporters would
hey,
react?
So I call you Yalen whenever, you know.
No, I think better be. Yalen, let me ask you the following question. Yalen Johnson, who is going... Actually, it's a good question. Who is going to be the starting cornerback on the other
side? I have a better question. When's the next time you're going to talk to Yalen Johnson?
That's great. Now, somebody said... I think it might have been Courtney Cronin, who said that she spotted Yalen Johnson... on the sideline at Soldier Field yesterday. Jalen Johnson, by the way, for anybody who's out there. What the hell is he talking about? That he was on the sideline yesterday. Obviously not participating, still on the NFI list. Like, he's nothing has changed in that regard. But this would have been...
Is that the first spotting?
I think so. Now, I did miss a couple of practices last week, so I'm not positive.
I didn't see him Saturday. I can
tell you
that.
I think that might have been the first spot. So we know that... We've been told all along that he's been rehabbing in the building, but it's also disconcerting that they are now saying that there's a chance he could be ready for opening... Day, there's a chance.
There's a chance. It's not
a possibility.
There's a chance.
Exactly.
A possibility.
Yeah,
that
doesn't give me confidence.
Record scratch. You know what I mean? Like, if there was ever an actual spot for a record scratch, it's right there. Well, what do you mean? There's a possibility.
Basically, 7 weeks after the injury, and that's more. 7 is more than a few. I know
it
covers ground, but
guys,
7 is more than a few.
We're running out of time, and I told people we were giving them wholesome Bears content.
Oh, go ahead.
I love the Bears YouTube channel. Because of stuff like this. This is them being asked what their non-football obsessions are.
What's your current non-football obsession?
I've been playing a lot of Marvel Rivals.
CrossFit.
My girlfriend.
The new season of The Bear. That whole series. Season 1, season 2, season 3. I think we're on season 4 now.
Chess. Anybody want it? Chess.com Dukester58. Send me an invite right now.
I'm filling out every Pokédex 1 through 9 with Pokemon cards, so every night I'm ripping open a few packs.
I've been watching a lot of Instagram Reels lately, really TikToks. I haven't really been on TikTok a lot.
I like finding songs that, like, nobody would think I would listen to. What's that one?
You talking about the Paramore song?
Yeah, what's the one? Wait, how
Ain't it fun?
No, not
which
that
one.
Which one?
You were singing it yesterday.
Is it One Love? It's not One Love. Dang.
Exotic fruits they got in there. Got this yellow dragon fruit in there. It's pretty good. It's pretty much it.
Roma Dunze's list. Exotic fruits, the bear, Instagram reels.
Bears.
Not TikToks.
And not
he
TikToks.
Likes to wait.
And then Marvel Rivals, is that right?
Yeah, Marvel Rivals, yeah. Video game.
And guess who said CrossFit? Guess.
Pageant.
Not even close.
Really? Wasn't Bajent?
No, it was absolutely, yeah. Oh. Like, there's never a doubt that it was Tyson Bajent.
He's working his absolute ass off. That's what he does.
Did anybody
I was too
ever
busy
ask
grinding
him,
my absolute face off.
See, did anybody ask him about his pool party? Remember he had that pool party in West Virginia?
I think there was some follow-up. Back. Oh, no. Did he only give the preview of it? Was
yes,
that the hilarious stuff?
He only
stuff?
Gave the preview. Nobody
You're
asked
right.
how the pool party went.
Got to get Mark Carmen on the phone. Can we get Carmen on the next time I'm on so we could ask him questions? Because he is, Mark Carmen of CHGO is a Tyson Bajent truther. He thinks he should be starting now.
No, then I'm not having Mark Carmen on.
That's a great point.
And I love Carm.
You're right.
But no.
That's
right.
A gateway to Hades.
As a matter of fact, he's banned from this radio station until.
I'm not going that far.
Yeah,
either.
We're not going that far.
Okay.
And I like that Tyson Bajent does CrossFit. It's just the arm strength for me.
Burpees, bro. Up-downs, bro.
Burpees are good for you.
He wanted to do the up-downs with the defense. I know he did.
Also, you know who was the chess guy? Darnell Wright.
Okay.
Darnell Wright was, like, really passionate about it.
I could see that.
Come find me.
That's a brainy offensive line group that the Bears have right now, by the way. It's a very
also,
smart.
I love a thinking offensive
very
line.
Very smart. Trapillo, my goodness. Great. Braxton Jones, hello. That guy is super intelligent.
It's a pillow.
Burpees are underrated, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Oh, no, burpees.
I'm a big burpee fan.
They stink, but they're good
for
you.
Oh, they're the best. They're so hard, but like they
tone your whole body.
There's nothing better than burpees.
It's one of the few exercises I do that does not hurt in any way.
They cost nothing.
Yeah.
And like will tone your lower abs.
And
like,
get your cardio.
What do you mean it doesn't hurt? It hurts immensely.
No, it doesn't hurt. Like, it doesn't hurt any of my joints.
It hurts your cardio.
Burpees are like parallel parking, where you know you're not going to be the best at them, and you know you're not going to be at the worst at them, and they suck, just like parallel parking. But you know it's necessary.
Yeah, you got to park.
There's not a workout that makes me want to throw up more than a burpee.
It is a throw up.
Burpees, like that. I think that is one of the most taxing workouts you can do with that weight.
I love to do just knock out 10 burpees.
Burpee Talk with Tyson Bajan, the next great podcast.
Absolutely.
Me and my sister will be having a pool party.
I want to know how it went.
Me too.
Was there a water slide?
All right, you know what? I will get to the bottom of this.
Was there a water slide?
Was there a water slide? He did talk about a water slide. I promise you guys, I will have an answer for you on this in moments.
If only Hard Knocks could document
not
the slip
moments.
And slide. You know what is in moments?
What?
Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
Is it transition time already?
What have they?
Tis.
What have ye?
Tis. We might have some audio to reveal to them, too, as we understand it.
Really?
We'll see if they're on the up and up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.